Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Eileen Bellow
in April 2013,
where the theme was guts.
When my mum died in 1999, she had an illness that she was suffering from for quite some time, and she'd go backwards and forwards to the doctors trying to find out what was wrong with her. Anyway, when she finally got diagnosed with motor neuron disease, they said to her, "You've got 2 weeks or 2 years to live." And my mother was an incredible woman because she gathered us all and she said to us, "I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I've lived my life." And instead of her worrying about herself, she was worrying about all of us and how we might cope with her demise, her death, her dying. Anyway, when my mum did finally die, the funeral director said to us, "Well, what are you going to do?" And we didn't know what we were going to do about my mum, because my mum was actually on her way back to the Caribbean. She had worked for a long time here, and she'd saved up all of her money from all the years of all these different trillions and different jobs that she had. She had guts to come from the Caribbean to England to make a life for her children. And we decided what we would do is honour her and take her back to the Caribbean. She didn't get the chance to go back to live there, but we wanted to bury her there. So as part of the process of my mum and preparing her for her burial, we were asked if we wanted to dress her. And I felt really quite strong that this was something that I needed to do. In the same way you talked about wanting to honour this dog somehow by killing it, I wanted to honour my mother by dressing her in her final, for her final moments. So we took a lot of time thinking about where we're going to dress her in, how we're going to dress her hair, who was going to come to do this. And there were four of us who took this journey to South London to dress my mum. And I didn't really know what to expect. What was she going to look like? Had she changed much since we left her in Hackney Hospital? So the door opened. We took a deep breath and walked into the room. And the funeral directors had arranged to make sure that she had her underwear on, just to make it a little bit more easier for us. And I had bought some flowers that I was going to adorn her head with. And my sister had bought the dress that my siblings and my father had chosen for my mum. And we gathered around my mum and stared and said some last words and started moving her and dressing her. And we sung as we did this and cried and thought about what she had wanted for her life and what she had hoped to go on to. And I remember moving her head as I was stitching these flowers in her head, and a trickle of blood came out of her nose. And I was shocked by it. And it just made me cry. Because there was a last sign of life. So, we carried on dressing her. And my mum was a fairly religious person. And we wanted to give her her rosary beads to go away with. So I remember it was my job to put my mum's rosary beads in her hands, and she had some gloves. So it was my job, and I ended up stitching the gloves together so that she could go with her rosary beads. And then I stitched a little heart-shaped mum on the lid of her coffin. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, we take my mum back to the Caribbean, and we're about to bury her and we're about to close the coffin for the very last time. And as we close the coffin, the heart shape with mum, as the lid came down, rested right on her hand with her rosary beads over her heart. So sometimes we have to do things that we would never, ever, ever imagine we'd have to do in life. And sometimes it takes guts to step out of our own fears and do something for somebody else. And I hope we all have guts in our life to do something for somebody else at some point. Thank you.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill,
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.